Warning, warning, RTC hosts Eric Goldstein and Trico Fullerton have been let loose on the public. For the safety of everyone, please run to your nearest audio device and prepare yourself for utter stupidity and mayhem. This is not a drill.
And what's up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of that Respect the Combat podcast, episode 147. Here to host off what is a big episode of Respect the Combat today. We got a lot to go over. A lot of things happened last weekend. A lot of fun things, a lot of not so fun things. A lot of things have happened. With all that being said, what's up, Trico?
What's going on, everybody?
Hell of a week, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, with that being said, let's get into these mainstream highlights, shall we? So to start off our mainstream highlights, it was pretty unfortunate this past Monday that Jinder Mahal did get robbed of the WWE World Heavyweight Championship.
No. Yes. I know what you're going to say, but let me just tell you exactly. Everybody know the whole situation, what happened last week. So there was the first thing when they first did the announcement. Oh, Jinder Mahal is facing Seth Rollins for the World Heavyweight Championship. And then Tony Khan went on a rant irresponsibly. Was he wrong in the things that he said? Even though he did things very irresponsibly on social media. But you gotta ask yourself.
No.
Exactly.
I completely 100% agree. I don't think he was wrong with what he said at all. And me and Don Hayes actually got into an argument about this because he was all like, oh, but he's the owner of the company and you gotta kill professionalism. Yeah, well,
all my fans out there, you gotta ask yourself, what the fuck has Jinder Mahal has ever done to ever get a championship match?
He gotta save it with The Rock!
Austin Theory had to save it with The Rock. Did he get a championship match? I don't think Jinder Mahal is a loser and will always be a loser. I still have fucking nightmares in 2017 where he won the WWE Championship for Randy Orton. We almost had that same fucking nightmare on Monday, but thank God, that did not happen. Because Triple H knew he was smarter than that to not do some.
Oh my God, I had to mute for a second just because I was dying laughing. So I'm going to assume then when you saw the post on WWE's page of when they were going over his WWE title reign that you kind of had some set.
Bro, I'm going to tell you right now, and I don't care what anyone said, Jinder Mahal was one of the worst WWE champions in history. He hasn't done nothing with his title reign and hasn't done nothing. All it does, it killed the SmackDown.
It really did. I mean, honestly, I'm pretty sure they had some of the lowest ratings they ever, like I would say worse than the Divas era.
Now,
and
I know
to move on. What? All right. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut off there.
And I know some other people going to say, oh, what has Hook done to get a championship match against Samoa Joe? Oh, because he had an undefeated streak. But at least that match live up to the hype better than what Seth and Jinder Mahal did.
100%. I think the match between Joe and Hook came along very well. I mean, don't get me wrong, there were a few spots there where I was genuinely concerned for Hook's health, but you know, I mean, he looks strong in my opinion. Even though he lost, he still looks strong just because of the fact that, you know, he kicked out at one from a
never.
Exactly. He literally had to put his ass to sleep to end the match.
But now the question is, what do we do with Hook now?
Take out everyone's favorite dad, Christian Cage?
Nah, that's for Adam Copeland and Revolution.
Take out Orange Cassidy?
That's for Roderick Strong.
Eddie Kingston.
Maybe. We'll see.
And to move on to our next mainstream topic. Wild card week is over. We are now on to the divisionals of the NFL playoffs. Unfortunately, the Miami Dolphins anymore. Because they kind of got smacked up a bit by the Kansas City. Don Hayes, I know you're listening, and I know that you're the one that put the hot pie in the layout. Screw you.
Hey, listen. Yeah. At least we had a good record this year, but hey, what can I say? It always happens every year. We don't. Once we make it to the playoffs, that's all I can say.
Literally, that's what happens every year. Like, I'm starting to wonder who has the worst curse, us or the Cowboys.
Everybody thought the Cowboys was gonna make it, but I was like, even the owner was crying.
Bro, that was probably heartbreaking. And then with the Texans versus the Browns, like, I thought that was I thought for sure the Browns were going to win that, and then they end up by the Texans.
If I had to make an early prediction, I think it's going to be the Ravens and the 49ers in the Super Bowl.
I mean, I definitely know the NFC Championship. I have a feeling it's going to end up being the 49ers versus the, and then I definitely see the Ravens going to the Super Bowl, but I don't know. I'll have to see that. I have to see that game between the Lions and the 49ers, because I can see the Lions going to the Super Bowl.
I know that would make my boy Leland happy, since he's from Detroit.
Oh, yeah. No, that'd make him super happy. Right. And then speaking of playoffs, unfortunately, after the Eagles lost last weekend, Jason Kelce told his teammates in the locker room that he will be retiring after 13 seasons in the NFL. Just to go over his resume a little bit, he is a six-time All-American Pro. He is a seven-time Pro Bowl team member, and he also has his very own Super Bowl ring from the Eagles Super Bowl win a couple years back. Anything you want to say on this, Trico?
What a great resume to have.
Oh, yeah, no, 100%. And then, speaking of building up resumes, Roxanne made her return to Reality of Wrestling last weekend for their Slammuary event. It was the first time she had been back since she joined NXT. I didn't look into much detail about, like, if she won or lost the match, but the match I do know she won was the number one contender battle royal this past Tuesday on NXT, and she will now...
I gotta wonder, do we smell a heel turn with Roxanne, with everything that's been going on her on NXT for the past couple weeks after that loss to Kiana James at Deadline?
I actually do, and... The thing was, is that me and Donnays were talking about this. Originally, we thought by WrestleMania season that we were going to be seeing Ann New with Cora Jade. But now the fact that she tore her ACL, I think instead, and if that does happen, it's either she's going to win it at Vengeance Day by doing some heelish tactics, or she pulls a heel turn at the end of the match and beats the crap out of Lyra Valkyria, and then somehow gets a rematch at
We'll have to wait and see.
We will, but with the booking they've been doing, honestly, lately, I'm really, really excited for this year's WrestleMania.
I said we'll get to more WrestleMania details in a second.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And then moving on into more of the indie scene, Paul Walterhauser gave Pro Wrestling Revolver the rub on the Emmys. And if you don't know what I mean by that, so at the Emmys, I believe it was last weekend,
yeah, it was on Monday that they had the Emmys. It was on Monday they had the Emmys, and then, Sunday that was the Golden Globes. The Sunday one.
Gotcha. Okay. So Monday at the Emmys, Paul Walterhauser, I don't recall the exact award he won, but he won an award, came on stage, ends up pulling out a rap, and basically at the end of it says that he's going to beat Matt Cardona's ass on March 16th, giving Pro Wrestling Revolver a shout, which I personally thought was funny.
That's going to be very interesting. What Matt Cardona... Yeah.
I feel like that's why everyone goes to Matt Cardona's indie shows now. They just want... I mean, am I wrong?
Nope.
I feel like that's the only reason why GCW still hires him, just because of the fact that people will just continuously break light tubes and chairs and throw them into barbed wire, and people love it just because they love Steve, which honestly makes me question a lot of people's mental state that are wrestling fans. Well, then again, that's why I'm in therapy. Moving on! Did you hear about this, Trico?
Well, even though... he kind of ripped out the AEW contract, but he is still kind of signed with AEW.
I was going to say, I haven't
checked it out. But I just hear he's still signed with AEW.
Yeah.
I mean, even though MJF is not on the official roster page, but he's still signed. Well, that depends on...
Oh, yeah. No, I understand. Yeah, no, he's still on the AEW page. So for everyone asking, that was completely scripted because he's still on the AEW roster page. This is probably just a little thing that now he wants to do in Japan, because you know, with every wrestler, they want to go to Japan.
Tony Khan will let you do whatever you want.
Yeah, exactly. And that's kind of the thing. I mean, even Triple H is kind of taking off the leash a little bit, just because he let Charles Dempsey go over to AJPW to fight.
And could we possibly get a forbidden door with WWE?
Who the fuck knows? At this point, honestly, anything can happen. Speaking of anything that could happen, on a more depressing, Cora Jade is currently out with an ACL tear. This happened at an NXT live event a few days. This is kind of sad, seeing that she literally just came back at NXT Deadline. And this kind of now begs the question,
it kind of sucks that you just came back and then right in the middle of WrestleMania season, then you get hurt. I'm like...
Oh yeah, no, it's definitely very bad timing. We send our best wishes. We know, obviously, with an ACL tear, that's usually about 6 to 9 months. But, of course, we send our best. And speaking of injuries, Seth Rollins was injured after Monday Night Raw. No further details yet have been released as far as, but we'll just have to wait and see.
Now, here's my thing. I think it's the same leg that he had.
Is it? If it is, that's not good.
Yeah, so here's my thing. If Seth Rollins is really in, then I would have WWE call Stone Cold Steve Austin on, give as much money that you want, and then have him face CM Punk at WrestleMania 4.
Wait, who's facing off against CM Punk?
Stone Cold Steve Austin. And have that dream match that everybody's been waiting for ever since they had that confrontation talk during the promotion for WWE.
Right. No, I understand what you're saying.
Like, I'm trying to change the logic. If Seth Rollins is injured now, what can we do about WrestleMania and try to fix up the car? And that's why it's call Stone Cold Steve Austin on the phone, give it as much money that he wants, and then we can have that dream match with him.
Oh, definitely. And then speaking of some surprises, Hulk Hogan is on here, not for being, to go into a little bit more detail, this past week, while Hulk Hogan was driving in Clearwater, it was late evening, him, his wife, and a friend of his were driving in Clearwater, and they had saw a 17-year-old girl had flipped her car over in a car accident. They stopped, ran over to the car, disabled, got her out, and then stayed with her until the paramedics. So like I said, for once he's on here for something positive.
Let me ask you a personal question. And even though we hope that Roman Reigns doesn't retain the title again at WrestleMania 40, do you want to see Roman Hulk Hogan's record? And in order for Roman to do that, he would need keep the title until after, I think it's September of this.
Yep, he would have to have it until after Bash. Okay, so here's my thing. If he wrestles more and he has more TV and he's actually on TV, cool. I'm okay with it. Just because now that gives, you know, that's a new record set within the modern. But at the same time, if he's going to be staying on this same bullshit schedule, I don't give a fuck. Get it off of him. I mean, am I wrong?
Nah, because the reason I asked that, because a lot of people had narratives and agendas about Hulk Hogan and all that other stuff. That doesn't like you have to put that aside from wrestling, and yeah, you gotta look for the narratives from how Hulk reign was when he was there wrestling compared to Roman Reigns and his reign. How many times?
Oh yeah, no, and I mean even Don A said the same thing here. Because we have this on the open discussion part, but I guess we're kind of putting. But Donnie's even said the same thing. He said he would be okay with it if he was a bit more. Speaking of that being what?
Yeah, but we all lean to either Cody finishing the story or The Rock taking back the head of the table.
Yeah, no, 100%. Speaking about not being on the ball of things, will WWE actually send an offer to Donnie's favorite? I mean,
if that happens, then she needs to make her debut at NXT. Don't jump the gun and put her in the main roster. So you don't want to rush things.
Like, no, I agree.
Yeah, put her in NXT and then have a run with the NXT Women's Championship. And then after then put her on the main roster.
No, I completely agree. Plus, she also needs to, you know, learn English. But we also, this week, got some new Ring of Honor six-man tag team champions in the Bang Bang Gang, otherwise known as... this seemed a bit random, if I'm not mistaken.
Can we get a scissor game?
Yeah, because it's like okay, now they have the six-man... Now they have the ROH six-man title. The Acclaimed have the AEW six-man tag title. Like, just form a super faction, guys.
Scissor gang.
And then also some good news that we got off of Dynamite this week. Jay Briscoe's oldest daughter can finally walk again. The car accident that took her father's life, which this was great news because, you know, originally when the whole accident happened, the doctors were telling her that she was most likely not going to walk again. And now being able to see that she is fully walking, looks healthy. It's very heartwarming. It's good to know that we had some pause out of it.
I just hope that AEW does right by Mark Briscoe after that he did in the tournament, and then have him win some singles champion.
Agreed. Something that just got announced the other day. House of Glory Wrestling and Pro Wrestling Revolver will be doing on April 5th in Philadelphia during WrestleMania week. That should be very interesting.
Now let's see what TNA and AEW something during WrestleMania season.
Yeah, I feel like with AEW, they're just going to be doing Super Card of Honor like they with Ring of Honor. But I mean, they really just need to put some more focus into the storylines with Ring of Honor. I mean, they have been over the last few weeks, but they need to develop like actual story.
We'll see how that goes.
We shall wait and see how that goes. One thing that we know that is going well is in Ali. And what I mean by that is that the man has been selling out indie shows left and freaking right. Just to name off a few here that he has already sold out. Let's see here real quick. His match on January 19th, which is actually today, the day that we're recording, that show sold out. His Dreamwave show on February 10th, that one sold. Warrior Wrestling on March 1st, that one sold. This past week's GCW show that he was on January 12th, that one. Windy City, that sold out. The man is selling out left and freaking.
I mean, what else can we say?
All the indie promotions have been saying that they haven't seen influx in ticket sales with ex-WWE talent. And then to round out our mainstream highlights, it looks that Black Taurus is reportedly signed with Ring of Honor, and AAA, though, still owns the name. So does that mean he's going to be going under?
Probably.
So what's it going to be called? The Black Bull?
I don't know.
Black Bull. I got that Black Bull in my pan, baby. If we ever get canceled, it's going to be because of me. And then moving off our mainstream highlights into our next topic. But before we do, if you haven't already, make sure you're following us on all social. If you're on Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok at Respect the Combat, or if you're on X at RTC Podcast 1. It's 2024. And why are we still out here? Did you see all the stuff going on Twitter with people body shaming Deonna?
Hey, they all haters. I don't care what they all
haters. Oh, bro, did you see her clap back at
them? Yeah.
Like, first of all, good on you, girl. But like, secondly, like, I don't understand what's up with people nowadays. It's like, let me explain something from a personal standpoint. Okay. This is me getting into my personal life a little. I am engaged, right? Okay. My wife is thick. She, and the thing is, I like thick. Okay. I don't like my women bony. I don't like my women to be looking like as if that, you know, they're one of the dumbass drumsticks that I just got at Pizza Hut that they're telling me are jumbo wings. I like my women like I like my pound cake. So to all you haters out there, don't hate. Is that a little too much?
Nope.
Oh, okay. So that was just right?
Yeah. You're just a man speaking your mind.
I mean, Trico, what's your opinion on this?
Well, you know my opinion. F the haters. Continue to be great, Deanna.
But anyway, moving on before we get canceled. We're going to be going over a couple of pay-per-views that went on last weekend. First off, we have Hard to Kill, which, oh my God. If this has anything to say about what TNA is going to look like this year, I'm good with it. I am completely 100% good with it.
We definitely had a lot of surprises.
Oh, yeah. No, we had a lot of surprises. I mean, Nick Nemeth made his debut. Ash by Elegance made her debut. And they're both signed to TNA. Like, that's exciting as is. We have a new world champion in Moose, where he is now a two-time world champion. And then we have a new Knockouts world champion in Jordynne Grace, which now makes us question, will Trinity be heading on over to WWE?
I mean, we might see her in the Royal Rumble.
It wouldn't surprise me if we did. And we are going to be seeing the rematch. We are going to be seeing the rematch for the Knockouts World Championship this coming Thursday, which we already know we're going to be seeing Anne Still. So I think, yeah, I think this is going to be her on. I think she's on her way out. But you could definitely tell, like, you know, her time and Impact, like, definitely it helped her progress a lot. Like, it told, it let people know, like, hey, like, I'm an, like, I can wrestle. I can do a lot more than just, you know, dance around and look pretty. Like, she's a really good fucking wrestler, bro. And I'm actually excited to see what they do with her now in WWE after having this run that she did with Impact.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Then we also got new Knockouts Tag Team Champions and the returning, kinda, Decay. Rosemary and Jessica Havoc returned from the Underrealm, and they took the Knockouts Tag Team Championships off Killer Kelly and Masha Slamovich, and are now the new, I believe they're 3-time Knockout World Tag Team Champions now. And we also saw a new digital media champion in Crazy Steve. Overall, I thought it was a really good pay-per-view. I'm really excited to see what TNA does this year. And I mean, just overall, good work, boys.
Yep.
I mean, did you get to see Hard to Kill at all or no?
Oh, yeah. It was a great pay-per-view to start out the new year.
Oh, yeah. No, 100%. Very, very, very good way to start off the new year. And then speaking of ways to start off the new year, it was okay. We reviewing Battle of the Valley now. There wasn't really a lot that happened that was like, oh my god. Really, the only thing that genuinely happened that made us go, oh my god. Jungle Boy made his debut in New Japan by jumping Shota Umino. And then after jumping Shota Umino, ripped up his AEW contract and then put on the armband Scapegoat. And then we had Mustafa Ali challenging Hiromu Takahashi to a match on April 12th at Windy City, which is already sold out. And Ali we trust. And then the one thing that actually kind of made me happy, the Chosen Bros have reunited. Jeff Cobb and Matt Riddle are a tag team again. Oh, Jesus Christ. Just like how I said last week about Jacob Fatu and Zilla Fatu being a tag team. I pray for all tag team divisions now.
Oh, yeah. It'll be very interesting.
And then just to preview the UFC 297 card real quick to run it down. And I'm not really going to go over the early prelims or the prelims. I'm just going to go over the main card. To start us off on the main card, we have Chris Curtis versus Marc-Andre Barriault. And then, and that's in a middleweight bout. In a welterweight bout, we have Neil Magny versus Mike Malotte. And then in a women's bantamweight title bout, we have Raquel Pennington versus Myra Bueno Silva. And then in a middleweight title bout, we have champion Sean Strickland defending his title versus Dricus du Plessis. I think I pronounced that right. I probably did not. And then David's going to tell me later that I didn't pronounce it right, but whatever. Overall, should be a pretty decent card going on tomorrow night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at the Scotiabank Arena in Toronto, Canada. Oh, that explains why there's so many people from Canada on this card. It's not disrespectful for me to say Canada, right? Canada! Canada! I'm sorry, what did you say, Trico?
I mean, where's the bitches better than that? I mean, there's nothing wrong. Unless you're going to be like Jerry Tequila and say,
Brycey! Brycey!
And with that, we'll be right back.
Get ready. Champions of the world! For the greatest event in history. In 2026, we will bring the world together. 3 countries. 16 cities. 48 teams. 104 games. All of us. United as individuals. United as billions. So you and you and all of you, bring your game to the beautiful game. We are FIFA. We are football. New song, Somos. We are 26.
Some say Formula One isn't really a sport. What sport has stadiums that span seas? Or revels in driving rain, blazing sun, and blackest night? What sport makes even Vegas stop and stare? Sure, we have passing and curveballs and even the odd dive. But for us, the back of the net is no place to be. Breakpoint is rarely an advantage. In halftime, we do it in no time. Our kit saves lives. Our goals change futures. Our slam dunks echo around the world. And our big game, we do it 23 times a year. This is no ordinary sport. This is Formula One.
And with that, we are back. And, well, this has been a pretty fun episode so far, huh?
Yep.
But anyway, now moving into our open discussion topics. Seeing as Royal Rumble is next week, who do you want to see main event WrestleMania and why? Don A's, I'll get his answers out of the way first, and then Trico, I'll let you go. He said, I'm kind of surprised he said the male one. He wants to see Bayley win the female Rumble, and I'm assuming then he wants to see her challenge Io Sky. And then he wants to see Punk win the men's Rumble and challenge Seth Rollins.
Even though I won't have a single choice here, but I'm going by story and logic. For the women, it's either going to be Becky and challenger Rhea, or Liv as my dark horse and challenge Rhea, or Bayley and challenge Io. That's for the women's side. And then for the men, CM Punk, if he wins, to challenge Seth or Cody Rhodes and challenge Roman Reigns.
I can understand those picks. Those are pretty solid. I would say for me, for the women's side, I either want to see Bayley win and then challenge Io Sky, which would then break her off from damage control, or I want to see Becky win and I want to see her challenge Rhea Ripley. And then on the men's side, I either want to see, honestly, the only one I would like to see, the only one I really would care to see is CM Punk win and then him challenge Seth Rollins for the World Heavyweight Championship. But those are my picks. And then our last discussion topic that we have here, just because we did our other one earlier, who do you believe will be the dominant brand this year? Don A says that it depends on Pierce and Aldis.
Even though I want to say Aldis, but I think he could be coming back in a wrestling role soon. And then when he is not the GM anymore, that's when Will Regal comes in.
Right. No, that makes sense. Honestly, it really does depend. Yeah, like you said, because if William Regal was to come in as the GM for NXT, then I think NXT would become the dominant brand.
Oh, no. I mean, William Regal becomes the GM of SmackDown if Nick Aldis could come back and wrestle.
No, if that happens, SmackDown. If that happens, 100% SmackDown.
Yeah, because Shawn Michaels is completely running NXT, so.
Oh, yeah. No, I agree. And then to finish off our episode today, we'll be going into gaming a little bit. And Trico, as always, would you like to take over here?
Instead of fishing the fight, Fishy Fight Forever, AEW has released a new game called AEW Rise to the Top. It's a free-to-play indie mobile game with microtransactions. So let me know your thoughts on that game and what AEW should be really doing with Fight Forever. And next week, Tekken 8 is released. But we got a question for y'all. Why do all video games have to get black characters, got to get the black characters, the Killmonger dreads? I mean, Eddie Gordo would make sense because he had dreads, but I don't know about the other black characters, but hey, it is what it is. And speaking of Eddie Gordo, he is the first DLC character. I'll be definitely going to get my hands on that. And then, sorry if I pronounced the name, but Ash won the final Tekken 7 tournament this past weekend at the TWT Finals. So a huge congratulations on that. And we got some news on WWE 2K24 reveal. And on Monday, we will be revealing who made the cut as the cover star for 2K24. And we did have some reveals, some kind of like, not reveals, but kind of like Easter eggs photos. The first one we saw was a referee t-shirt with a sleeveless shirt. So that kind of gave us an indication that the special guest referee match is coming back. Then we got another Easter egg of a casket showing that either a casket match or a bury alive match could be returning. What are your thoughts on that, Eric?
No, that's actually quite exciting. If we were able to get special referee matches back in the game, like, that's something we haven't had in a while. And yeah, no, I'm excited to see what they do with gameplay this year. Like, it's always exciting to see what new things they do.
As far as the Easter egg is concerned, but we'll see on Monday what they have in store for us. And then lastly, to close out, Mortal Kombat 1 and Chameleon, which is a cameo character, DLC, is now available right now. So get your hands on Chameleon right now for the DLC pack. And that's all we have for today, y'all.
Yep, and with all that being said, if you haven't already, make sure you're following us on all social media platforms. If you're on Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok, at Respect the Combat, or if you're on X, at RTC Podcast 1. And also make sure you're following us on Spotify, Google, or Apple Podcasts, just so that then you get notified about new episodes before everyone else. And with all that being said, my name's Eric, his name's Trico, David's over there listening and editing and having a good laugh off of all the stupidity. From all of us, see y'all later. Hope you have a good weekend.